with SRN News. I'm Jeremy House in Washington. After many delays, the UN Security Council has adopted a watered-down resolution calling for immediately speeding up aid deliveries to desperate civilians in Gaza. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, told reporters prior to the vote the U.S. could support the current draft.
We have worked hard and diligently over the course of the past week with the Emiratis, with others, with Egypt, to come up with a resolution that we can support. And we do have that resolution now. We're ready to vote on it.
The resolution is without the original call for an urgent suspension of hostilities between Israel and Hamas. Also on SRNews.com, former President Donald Trump is expressing confidence the U.S. Supreme Court will overturn the Colorado High Court's decision to keep him off the state's presidential GOP primary ballot next year. On another issue, Mr. Trump describes a slew of criminal cases against him across several states as Biden trials, saying the sitting president is using the Department of Justice to push the cases in an effort to attack him politically.
These were all Biden trials. These were all inspired by and pushed by DOJ. So this is somebody attacking a political opponent like never before.
Mr. Trump was a guest today on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt program. The Department of Transportation is investigating possible deceptive practices in airline loyalty programs after federal lawmakers raised concerns about how airlines are calculating points and rewards. On Wall Street, the Dow is up by 48 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 63, while the S&P 500 is up by 18. This is SRN News. A lot of Christian colleges support Planned Parenthood.
According to a report from Students for Life of America, about 10% of the country's 767 colleges and universities, which are affiliated with Christian churches, have a relationship with the nation's largest abortion business. Even more troubling is the fact the percentage is growing, with more Christian schools supporting Planned Parenthood now than 2 years ago. SFLA is urging those colleges to mend their ways. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Nigerian government has slashed public transportation fees during the Christmas season in hopes of helping Christians make it home for the holiday. The African country is suffering economic hardship caused by the government's new austerity measures. About half of Nigeria's population is Christian, and many see Christians as a once-in-a-year opportunity, or Christmas as a once-in-a-year opportunity, to reunite with families back in rural areas. This is SRN News. Do you plan to wait until late Christmas Eve to shop for presents? You might want to double-check the hours of the stores you're headed to.
Walmart will close at 6 p.m. Most Target stores will open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Christmas Eve, but you should double-check local hours. IKEA stores are open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Macy's stores are open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., but times may vary based on location. If you're waiting to shop for groceries for the big Christmas meal, Sam's Club stores are open until 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Trader Joe's closes at 5 p.m. Whole Foods stores will be open, but the hours will vary depending on the location. I'm Donna Warder.
President Biden signed a new executive order aimed at targeting financial facilitators of the Russian defense industry. The order comes as the Kremlin is trying to restock the Russian military's depleted arsenal. More details at SRNnews.com.